We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We get to go to certainly our best guest of the day. The playmaker himself, Michael Irvin, joins us right now. Michael, Damon is out sick today, a little under the weather, or he's just still nursing a Thanksgiving hangover. It's hard to say for sure. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, man. And listen, there have been a few guys kind of getting sick. And you know, we had some guys on the set today that were not feeling good. And, you know, we're all asking, like, is this more of, like, COVID or coughing? No, but it wasn't that. It's more of like a diarrhea thing.
Oh,
you know,
no.
What I'm saying? So I don't know if that's what D's dealing with. And if he is, you know, I pray that he's going to be all right. It's all that stuff in his body. It's just all that old man leaves his body.
He's got a cold, Michael, but he's been tested and he says it's not COVID. So hopefully he'll be all right soon.
There's a cold, but he says not COVID. Okay, I got you.
Yeah,
got
not COVID. All right, so let's just go straight off of what we saw yesterday from the Niners. They're on a 3-game win streak right now, and I just want to know for you. What is the biggest difference between the Niner team that we saw at the beginning of the season that couldn't beat a good team to save their lives and the Niner team we've seen the last few weeks that's looked pretty darn good?
And getting back to what you knew and thought the team would be, you know, and I think it's a couple of things. First of all, and this is one thing we're talking about on First Take Day, every team is built with the little flaw in it, every team. And AFC teams and NFC right now, every team has a little flaw, right? You know, and every team gasses off of one element. Like the Cowboys gas off Dak Prescott in the offense. San Francisco gas off the run game. As when you have the running game going and your defense playing and you're asking Garoppolo, hey, just give us a good clean 240, 250. That's all we need. We don't need you to light it all up. We don't need you to throw it all around the house. Just give us a clean game, you know. That's the formula for San Francisco winning. And I'm going to tell you something, man. I had Philadelphia. Those last few spots over there in the playoffs, I got to run down to Hawaii with Philadelphia and San Francisco for that playoff spot.
Why Philadelphia? What makes them stand out in your mind where the other nine teams in that mess don't?
Right. Well, first of all, the schedule is so favorable for Philadelphia. Second of all, like San Francisco, and that's why I throw both in there, you got the basis of making that makes a good team, the base. You can always win with the base. What is the base? A run game. You can always win if you can run the football, and both has a base that can always give you something. Because if you can add anything else to this base, ain't no telling where you can go. You know what I'm saying? You got great teams that have explosiveness, but they don't have that base. And you wonder, whenever you take away Buffalo's explosiveness and they don't have this base, where do they go? So that base is what teams like San Francisco has. That base is what Philadelphia has. That base is why Lamar Jackson can throw four interceptions and still win a damn game.
Go ahead, Ray.
No, I was going to just follow up on that because it seems like there are fewer elite teams this year than normal, more bad teams than normal, which means that anybody between 3 and 12 in either conference is a genuine, significant playoff contender, as opposed to just somebody who's hanging around. As you look at the 49ers and what they've done in the last 4 weeks, do you see them heading toward elite status, or does an injury like the one to Deebo Samuel make them ordinary again?
Oh, man. And I'm telling you, that right there says something. That is the injury to Deebo Samuel, and that's the flaw, and that's the issue with every team. If the wrong person goes down, the team can be in trouble. You know what I mean? The team can just be in trouble. Now, you said something. You said, you know, there seem to be a number of bad teams. There's no such thing as bad teams in the NFL. There's some very good teams and some less performing teams, but all of them are bad boys because everybody that plays in the NFL was a star somewhere in their life on their other teams. They just couldn't come and be a star here. So there's no bad team. They're flawed teams. And yeah, as long as you got that base, you can work around some of the flaws that you see on the NFL field.
I feel like there's good teams, there's not as good teams, and there's Detroit, but we can save that
but
for another
time. That's different. Hey, listen, and you bring that up. That's what I was saying to Ryan Clark today. Because I was saying, man, when I watched Pittsburgh yesterday, you know what I saw? I was like, wow, I saw that before. You know, where you've dominated a group so long, or you've dominated people for so long, like Pittsburgh dominated Cleveland and dominated Cincinnati, and then you get to that place where those teams are no longer afraid of you. They're no longer scared of you. And Cincinnati having a great time as they beat you down. I felt that pain when Arizona beat us in the playoffs. Arizona, I mean, we beat Arizona. It was play stuff. And then we found ourselves, and I remember saying, whoa, this thing is really over. Even they're not scared of us anymore. You know what I'm saying? I felt that's what Pittsburgh was going through yesterday. As Cincinnati had that ball beating them down.
Let me go back to your playing days quickly, because I have been curious about Kyle Shanahan this season, and I don't know if it's in my head or not, but it feels to me like there was a time early in the season when the offense just wasn't working, and it felt like as a play caller, he had just kind of lost his mojo. And now he seems like a guy who's back to being the Kyle Shanahan play caller that I know and love, who's got wide receivers running by themselves with nobody within 3 or 4 yards of them, and the offense really thriving. The run game looks great. Is it possible? I mean, you had some great play callers in your day. I mean, Norv Turner as an example. Do play callers get hot? Do they get in a groove or out of a groove? Is that a real thing, or is it in my head? It's just players.
Well, there's some degree of a groove and not in a groove. Absolutely, there's some of that. But what happens is when the groove commingles with the confidence, you see what I mean? Like, oh, man, the play caller's in a groove, and, boy, everybody now is getting confidence about their game. You're seeing some of that in New England. And I say whenever you start winning and winning on a deep enough level, then levels are affected. So I get role players that become big-time players. I get big-time players that start playing like stars. I get stars that turn into superstars, and then you get people like me and Emmett and Troy who are triplets that go on to iconic states. Everybody moves the level up. And so I look at New England and say, well, okay, where is that level move? And I see a guy like Bourne. I said, man, this dude is moving a level up. You see the plays he's making, and you know what I mean? So, yeah, over there, but calling the right plays, but he's grabbing that confidence. And the same thing in San Francisco. Yeah, you're calling the right plays, but you're in the groove calling the right plays, but each play that's getting called is giving the players more and more confidence, and it becomes an avalanche. That's how this thing happened. That's why I always say to you guys, it's great to understand what you are shoulders down, but I want to know where the team is shoulders up, because that is tell me if we can go on a run or not.
Toward what you're talking about with confidence, the 49er offense seemed to find its confidence once they started using Samuel as a frequent running back, or you know, at least giving him, you know, 6 to 8 to 10 running plays a game. Is it as simple as that? It's just something clicked and then all of a sudden everything else fell into place? Or is it usually a more complicated process than that?
Well, it's a lot more complicated than that. You know what I mean? Finding that right groove and then pressing the button on that right groove is what Kyle Shanahan is trying to do. And that's why Deebo Samuel missing, it hurts a great deal. Because, you know, at some point, you got to say, okay, everybody in the locker room got to feel we're doing the right thing. We're doing everything we can to win. Everything we can to win. So some of those guys have thought about, man, why don't we just let Deebo Samuel play running back? We need him before he even got there. And then you get there and they start having success, and that becomes the snowball. That becomes the one. I'm telling you, these things must feed each other. They are not separate of each other, but they must feed each other, and that's how a team gets a great groove, man, to do something.
Two things that happened.
We were doing this when I talked about Deebo Samuel. What did I say when I talked about Deebo Samuel last week? I said if Kyle Shanahan wanted to, he could put him fresh in the middle of the MVP race because he can use him in both ways. And like they do with Cordarrelle Patterson, but this is a different stage. And man, I mean, it's phenomenal. He's a phenomenally gifted, talented kid, man. And I just love watching him. And how long are they saying? What are they saying about injury? How long have they saying? If you guys
a week or two, it sounds like. It sounds like just a week or two. So hopefully just a week, and he'll be back soon. But it doesn't sound like it's going to be a long-term thing, which is obviously good news. Michael Irvin is our guest, the playmaker himself. And I have two specific events from yesterday I want to ask you about, both of them involving Kirk Cousins. First of all, have you ever seen a center or a quarterback line up under right guard? And second of all, when you see a receiver like Justin Jefferson basically, I don't know, showing up, staring down his quarterback, what do you think about that for a second-year wide receiver and a veteran QB?
Wait, let's back up now because you broke up a little bit on that question. You asked about Kirk Cousins. You asked about have I ever seen what?
Have you ever seen a quarterback line up under right guard? Did you catch that yesterday? Okay.
Question number one. Answer is yes. Absolutely. Oh. Troy Aikman lined up under right guard his rookie year. Absolutely. Troy Aikman came out, oh, my God. This is where we are right now. But now, listen, I can take it in your rookie year. I can't take it after I paid you $200 million. Come on, dude. You know what I'm saying? In your rookie year, that's one thing. You got all kind of nerves going on here. But after I paid you $200 million, that's a bad thing right there, man. That's a bad thing.
So, secondly, when you see Justin Jefferson, you know, throwing on-field tantrum, and if that's too harsh, I mean, he definitely was upset at his quarterback on television. Is that something that – are you mad at the receiver? Do you think it's – look, the quarterback's got to be better? Where does blame fall here?
Let me give you insight. And I don't know if I assess it as blame, but I'll talk reality. Jerry Sullivan is a wide receivers coach. The one guy, the first guy that took me out of the ghettos of Fort Lauderdale, man, and helped me get to a skills camp in Indiana. It's the first time I really went anywhere. We drove from Fort Lauderdale to Indiana, and in order to pay for that, when we got back to Fort Lauderdale, we had to work on the beaches, scraping wallpaper off all of those condos, all these hotels in my on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Dude, let me tell you something. I was like, man, I ain't need to go on this trip. I'm up here all day scraping, and I just got a little piece. It's just you scrape all day, and it's just like a little card is gone. I'm like, this is all we got? That means you're straight. You know, hey, I was staying up there as a kid. I said, man, this ain't right, man. I want to be down there. I'm just telling y'all because y'all family. And it was just me. It was me and two other athletes. And I saw all the rich white people down at the pool. I said, I don't want to be scraping this stuff. I want to be down there with them rich white folks. I ain't going to live like this all my life. You know, and I'm telling you, to her, I'm telling you to talk about, man, that competitiveness and that desire. When I met with Jerry Sullivan a couple of days ago, because I always call him, he coached Justin Jefferson. He coached Jamar Chase. He had him as kids. You know what he said to me? He said, Michael, I remember I found you in Fort Lauderdale. He said, I'll never forget that kid, how competitive that kid was, and how bad that kid wanted to get out of the ghettos of Fort Lauderdale. Mikey said, in all my years, I've never run into another kid as competitive as you until I met Justin Jefferson. I said, okay. That made me love this kid because he said, no matter what, this kid wants to win. Now, if I had a chance to talk to him, which I would try, I would tell him this, son, I can appreciate your fight. I know whatever you've gone through to put that fight in you must have been hard because I know what I went through to put the fight in me. But, son, the only way that fight is a great asset is when you know who to fight with it. And the quarterback ain't the right dude because he got to throw that damn ball to you. You want him to throw the ball. You don't ever want – I don't care if the ball falls in front of you 5 yards. You jump up and down to him. Hey, that's on me. You just keep throwing it. I'll get the next one. You don't want to stop him from throwing the ball. That's what I would tell him. I want to fight, and I want you to fight like that. But there's not that dude right there because that's where you get that's the butter on your bread.
This may never have happened to you, but I wonder if you saw in your time, either as a player or since you've retired, talented guys who got frozen out by a quarterback because of situations like that. And if so, who?
It happens. It happens. I don't know how you qualified, or call it out as evidence that you can put on the judge's table and call it People Exhibit 101. You know, I know enough about court to know that's what they call it when they have evidence against you. The government calls it the People Exhibit. People Exhibit right here, y'all. But it happens. It really happens. Because the reality is, we're all human, man. We're all human. And don't fool yourself. Why do you think Stephon Diggs left Minnesota? Why do you think Stephon Diggs left Minnesota? One of the things I was worried about, and I'm going to share this with you, is Odell going to L.A. Because from what I've heard, I know Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford sit down and have breakfast and lunch. You remember when Terrell Owens was talking about Tony Romo and Jason Witten always having lunch, and he wants to be in those lunches? Absolutely, those thoughts run through your head, and absolutely it happened.
Quickly, before we let you go, Michael, obviously anytime someone hears the name Michael Irvin, they think about the Dallas Cowboys. After what you've seen the last few weeks, look, this team's going to win the division, but are they going to be a real contender or just a team that wins the division because the division stinks?
It'll be just like San Francisco, just like you guys. How healthy are we when it's time to fight? That's just what it comes down to, man. Let's stop playing around. And, dog, since it's that coming down to that all the way around, that lends more credence to when I went south on everybody about being vaccinated. This thing's coming down to how healthy are you when it's time to fight. And you got to remove every possibility of being non-healthy. You see what I'm saying? And right now, we got superstars. Amari, guys didn't remove that possibility of being non-healthy, and now they're non-healthy, at crucial times, and it has hurt the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep. Michael Irvin, ladies and gentlemen, always a pleasure, always a great conversation. Have a great week, Mike. They'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week, too, man. God bless you guys. And wait. And I'm not talking about Coach Mike McCarthy and all that, because I know he's vaccinated. If you vaccinated, you've done everything you can. Ain't nothing you can do about that. You know what I'm saying. So I know we just got that breaking news today. But that's what I was talking about the last couple games. All right, guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.